Come with us on a journey into the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable. We will test your senses and challenge your beliefs. A world where science and religion clash. Or do they? You will meet real people and hear real stories, but you will not believe. You will witness strange sights and hear strange sounds, but you will not believe. This is the New England Ghost Project. Welcome to the nightmare.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and we are back. If I'm out of frame sometimes, that's because I'm moving around and the camera's nonsense, because I'm doing this standing up. How about the audio? Is that audio fine?
Audio's fine.
Okay, yep. I am Ron Kolick, your host. New England's own Van Helsing, and with me, the professor, Lou Blasey.
Hello.
Blasey. I never say that word. Say your word. Say your name.
Blasey.
Blasey, like classy.
Yeah, like classy. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, just...
No, like Freddie Blasey.
No B, just...
That's an old reference.
From who?
Freddie Blasey, the wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Wasn't spelled the same, but still.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Anyway. All right, so we were supposed to have Dr. Kim on the program, but once again, we suffer from that terrible ailment that God bestowed upon us, and that is communication between men and women.
Because it wasn't her fault, it was my fault.
Oh, bull. Oh, don't you start taking blame for things. It's not.
I have like 12 bosses, and it's like when I'm driving around and texting and trying to communicate with people, sometimes.
You're not driving in Texas. That's not what you're telling me.
Not driving, not often.
Shame.
Well, with CarPlay and stuff, you can do vocal replies.
Yeah, you ever listen to vocal texts?
Oh, yeah, that's half of the fun of it.
Vocal texts, is you could do a whole show on that.
Oh,
that
God,
would be
yeah,
so much
great.
Fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
AI ain't replacing me.
Well, AI is a whole different...
That is AI.
Whole different deal.
That is AI.
No, it's just voice to text.
No. Voice to text.
I know, and
okay. It's AI-driven.
Yeah.
Man suffered a psychotic episode for weeks after being prescribed new drug.
Ooh.
Hmm.
See, good
Dr.
drug, then.
Kim, we're here. We could comment on it, but she's not here, so we can't comment on it.
Must have been a good drug. That's called hitting the lottery.
Yeah. Speaking of hitting the lottery, did you see about that woman?
No, what happened?
She went, I forget where she is, of course, but she went to, you know, because of the Powerball. Not the Powerball. The Mega Millions was $1 billion, right?
Yep.
So she went to get her ticket. She pressed the wrong button and she got the Powerball. She won $1 million.
Oh, well, good for her.
So that's so cool.
Yep.
But whatever. It's kind of neat.
$1 million. So she got
half of it. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
It's probably, it depends on where you are, what state, yada, yada.
So it's more money than you had when you get up that morning.
That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, people, you know, your $1 billion is not $1 billion if you take the cash thing. It's really, you know, by the time they take your taxes,
yep,
and everything, you're just screwed.
So the government runs a lottery.
Yeah.
You win their lottery, and then they tax you on the winnings.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Perfect sense of the government.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, we will have Dr. Kim back on the show. Because
that would be like going to a casino or a sports book, and it's like you win your bet. The casino or the sports book takes their VIG.
They
right?
take it out of it.
And then they take it out of your winnings.
Don't they take it out of it?
No. Well,
the government, they take the government taxes, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for the government taxes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, what if the casino on every ticket just took a little extra?
Took a little piece of the pie?
Took a little piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like Ticketmaster and the rest of them. Everybody takes a piece of the pie.
It's a whole different deal, but yeah.
It takes a piece of pie. That's the way it is.
Anyway. That's a whole joke, too. But I won't get into that. The whole secondary ticket market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all right. So I had a great show lined up for Dr. Kim, but she was unable. But check her out. She's running the Boston Marathon on Monday, right?
Yes.
Monday. And
her 10th consecutive Boston Marathon.
I know. I can't believe it. Yeah. She'll be there. And you can check her out. And she's still taking donations and stuff.
I'm sure she would, but she's reached her fundraising goals. So.
Did she? Look at that. Yep. That's right. Somebody doing good. But I want to know, what the hell?
She closed out at the Super Bowl, actually. But,
yeah. Where the hell does all this money go?
Her money goes to the Patriots Foundation.
Yeah. The Patriots Foundation. Finally. Where the hell does all your money go? I don't care what foundation it goes to. Where the hell does all your money go?
Well,
does anybody even know?
They issue it out to, I think, 25 charities.
Yes.
And they have a big, where they hand out the checks every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. It's not that way. You don't, you think your dollars go in here and there, but it doesn't always go here and there. It goes a lot here and sometimes there and all the way around. I mean, you take a look. I mean, look at the millions and millions of dollars they raise. I'm talking millions. I mean, for the cancer stuff, right?
Yep.
And Dana-Farber and all this stuff, right? I mean, you know, they get all this money. Where does it go?
Goes to running Dana-Farber, which includes fundraising.
Running Dana-Farber. My wife went through, when she was going through a cancer, she went to Dana-Farber, and which actually worked out really good because I
can't go anywhere with Dana-Farber. I mean, you can't say anything wrong about Dana-Farber to me.
She had three doctors that they had to bring in, three doctors for the consultation, right? Now, first of all, let me start it off. She went to Lowell General.
Yeah.
Okay, Lowell General. You saw the radiologist and the oncologist there, and it was diagnosed there as Merkel cell, and the treatment was radiation and chemo.
Yep.
So that was there. So, but as usual, we do a second opinion. So they set up an appointment for us at Dana-Farber. Went to Dana-Farber.
Mm-hmm.
Three doctors, which, by the way, each one of them for this little consultation cost $1,000 each. So $3,000 for this consultation. They wanted to operate, take the, on their face, by the way, cut the cancer out, take skin from her belly button, put that up there on there, then radiation, then chemotherapy. So we went back to Lowell General. The Lowell General said, I don't agree with that. So I said, okay, set me up with a third one. So we went to Mass General. And Mass General said radiation and chemo. And so we went that route. And she was cured, which was, they only gave her between a 10 and 15% chance of curing.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent results. In fact, the doctor who did the radiation presented it in the paper because it was so successful on it. And I saw a person that had the, what Dana-Farber recommended with that. And my God, her face was so disfigured because of it. And it was exactly the same place and everything, I think. So the choice was a good choice for us. And additionally, Dana-Farber didn't have the equipment. That's what I said, equipment to do the type of radiation that Lowell General had. They could be able to do surface radiation, which it was able, not penetrable enough so that you didn't have to do more damage than you need to. And it was an older machine, but that's, they still had it. And that's what did it. But anyway, so we went back to Dana-Farber, of course, because the Lowell General asked us to go back home, and we went to, I'd never seen anybody so freaking bad in their life. Because it was successful.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually out of their panties because they were so upset. Anyway. So anyways, that's my story. So all this money that goes, I mean, all this money to Dana-Farber, all this money to this and this. And we say, I mean, they do good work. Don't get me wrong. But you mean, these millions and millions of dollars, how much is going into true research and how much is going out with drugs that are really working? And if they have these millions of dollars, why aren't they offering these millions of dollars to people who are having trouble and can't afford the drugs because they don't have great medications, insurance, and offer them that? We, you know, if you don't use drugs, they can't even use them. Over again, they have to throw them away. I mean, if you have, it's ridiculous. I don't know. It just seems such a, it's all run by big business. So. You can say what you want about being the good stuff they do, and they do good stuff. Don't get me wrong there. But so much is big business driven. Anyway, that's my thought for what it was. You may not agree, but that's your thought. All right. Speaking about thoughts, did you witness the total eclipse of the sun?
I didn't witness a total eclipse, but I witnessed the eclipse here locally. Yes.
Yeah.
And what?
Did you get all excited? Did you have a big
before? Yes. Party? After? No. Pretty much a letdown.
That is the most overhyped thing of this century, I think. It was, you talk about yellow journalism. That's what it was. It was just like hyped this up so much. You see the lines coming back from New Hampshire? Hours to get back, but totally overhyped.
Okay. The total might have been fun. Total might have been interesting, but I wasn't in the total.
It's disappointing. You know, that's exactly the right word. You look at it and you say, wow, that's interesting, you know? But it's like a super moon. You look at a super moon, you say, wow, that's interesting, you know? But you got to drive 6,000 miles to go away for it. It's not like the COVID, for God's sakes, where we weren't predicting it. We didn't know what was going on and everything else. This is something we know exactly what's going to happen. It's like a full moon. It's like a comet going by. It's like high tide. We can predict it. We know exactly what has happened. It's no mystery. It's no muju. And, you know, people say, oh, it's a big spiritual experience. It's a freaking astrological effect that happens to us all the time. So I don't know. Overhyped, thought it was. Anyway, you feel different?
Whatever people use to entertain themselves, I don't care. I mean, if you want to take a trip up to Burlington and stay overnight for a couple nights, make a trip out of it and see it, fine. What's the big deal?
Overhyped. It's just like so much.
For me here, I set aside some time to observe it at the peak because I was thinking 92-93%, that's going to be kind of interesting.
Was it?
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I mean, you could see effect, but it was much less than I imagined it was going to be at 92% eclipse, but.
I mean, even if it does, it gets dark. We'll be, you know, I mean, it's like.
But all I did was rearrange my day
like
a little
that,
bit.
So that's
just, yeah, well, yeah. All I did was rearrange my day a little bit, so I'd have that 10 minutes to do that. I didn't travel.
Yeah, I mean, I took a peek at it, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's curiosity. That's you're interested. You see it. Okay.
It's a 4:05, 4, what, Burlington, I know, is 3:15, 3:30.
Hmm.
So you could get to Path of Totality in about a 3-hour drive. If you want to make a weekend of it in a day, why the hell not? Have an experience.
For how many minutes?
Have an experience. No, it's not. It's not about the how many minutes. It's about taking a trip.
To me, it depends. Now, if you're just going to go, that's fine. I'm not going to argue that point. If you want to enjoy yourself,
just
that's
an excuse
right.
to.
If you want to go and spend time with 16,000 other people in a 2,000 people town, knock yourself out for what? 6 minutes of pleasure. Thought sex was bad. Whew.
Okay.
Anyway.
But so I'm surprised there was very little. I thought there was very little talk about spiritual or other types of effects of this.
Oh, there was actually.
And it's like, I don't understand. See, this is what I get into problems with astrology.
Yeah.
You have Jupiter, wherever Jupiter is in a given day is supposed to affect you. But where the moon is, the closest body to you, and the sun, the biggest thing, when they're lined up together,
mm-hmm.
pointing at you that way, or the three of you are lined up together, that doesn't have any kind of effect. I mean, this is where you see the biggest effect of planetary movement, where you see it in tides, you see it in an eclipse.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all stuff that's, to me, it's interesting, but that's all. It's predictable. It's not nothing that's supernatural. It's not anything that's even paranormal. It's something we explain. So
I heard nothing about the paranormal aspect of it or astrological aspect or anything. I don't remember
hearing
anything.
On some of the newscasts, they brought that
Did
up.
They
said, oh, yeah, those are, you know, oh, who are you going to see? I mean, there's a guy that saw from Texas, he saw 13 of them.
It's
13 total.
Whatever turns you on, man.
13.
If it makes you happy.
It's like 103. Seriously.
All right. So, which brings us back to the discussion we have occasionally. I know we've done this repeatedly.
Yeah.
Yes. But the full moon thing is real. In my mind, the full moon thing is real.
I know you're going to bring that up.
Well, again, astrology tells us whatever Pluto's doing is affecting us, but where the moon is, isn't. There's no effect.
Astrology? So that's what you're basing this on. Astrology, is that what you're telling me?
No. But do you believe the full moon thing is real? And you talk to any first responders, they'll tell you the full moon thing is real.
You go to certain locations and people say, this place is haunted. Is it haunted? No, because they heard stories about it. And then They get in a place, their imagination is, it's just like you and your white car. You want to get a white car, and then all of a sudden, all you see are white cars of that particular model. That's because it's always there. You're just more aware of it when it's a full moon.
So when nursing homes are telling me, emergency rooms are telling me, first responders are telling me the full moon is the same effect.
Yeah. It's cognizant. You're just cognizant of the number of things. Unless you can prove it statistically, and then, here you go. But you've got to have a wide base to prove that on, just not two times or whatever.
Okay.
Many years or it would be more. I mean, it may. It very may. I mean, a gravitational effect is basically what you're talking about. So gravity.
You would assume that would be the source of it, yes.
Yeah, which is something we can't explain. But
additional light at night, I'm sure in ancient days, had something to do with that. More activity.
What, full moons?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, you have the harvest moon and the wolf moon and all that other crap. But yeah. We should get our good friend Dorothy Morgan on. She was on channel 7, 9, I guess. 9, I saw her.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah.
Talking about the eclipse. She hasn't been on the show for a long time.
That's right.
So anyway. All right. So I have actually a interesting thing for you. And I brought this up on two of the shows already.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have loved to hear Dr. Kim's reply, but since she's not here, it is too bad. But I will tell you, this is from Dear Abby from the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, who is a partner of this particular radio station.
Yes.
As well. And this is the Dear Abby. I'll read it, and then I want your thoughts on it.
Of course.
Okay. Dear Abby, I need a second opinion, or in our case, many opinions. My grandfather sold me an old farmstead, which has been in the family for 200 years. Last week, he showed me a wooded area behind the barn with a human skull.
Ooh.
He told me that his father died more than 50 years ago. He was curious about how long it would take for a body to decompose, so he left the body in the woods to keep track of its progress.
What state is this in?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's interesting. Don't judge yet. Hang on. Keep track of its progress. In the past 50 years, he has 50 years worth of pictures and notes.
Oh, my God.
He told the rest of the family that great-grandpa had been cremated, and apparently no one questioned him about the ashes. At this point, the skull is all that's left. I checked with the lawyer, who tells me that in my state, no laws were broken. That said, I don't want my great-grandfather's skull sitting in behind my barn, because she's got the land now.
Yeah.
My husband says I should quietly bury it and forget about it. That just doesn't seem right to me. I feel like I'm helping my grandfather get away with something, and it feels icky. Must be a woman.
Okay. Yeah.
Should I tell the rest of the family or continue allowing them to believe that great-grandpa was cremated? I am resenting my grandfather for putting me in the middle of this, and my advice and any advice would be greatly appreciated.
I have so many questions.
Isn't it? I mean, this is it's just an amazing piece for Dear Abby.
Is the grandfather still alive?
I would think so. Yeah. Okay. Because, well, let me see. Let me look at the very beginning. My grandfather sold me an old farmstead that had been in the family 200 years. Last week, so he's still alive.
Okay.
Last week, he showed me behind the barn. So open floor.
My first question is, so what, did he just walk out with the body from somewhere? Like, no, throw it in the pickup truck? We're not going to cremate it.
Probably died. It's his father. So he probably died on the homestead.
Died at home.
Yeah, 200 years. It's been in the family for 200 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So he is. So let's 50, say he's, 50 years. Let's say he's been so 150, 160.
So 50 years he's been rotting in the barn, on the woods. 50 years,
yeah.
Okay.
50 years is 1970s.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. A guy dies. It just,
you don't know the state.
I know. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. So he didn't just lug him out somewhere, put him in the back of the pickup truck.
I don't think he, strapped him to the hood. I don't think that's, unless it was in Mississippi, I'm not sure of that.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, we just lost all our Mississippi listeners. was just a joke.
I understand the woman.
It's called satire.
I understand the woman in the position, but what does she accomplish that she can't accomplish without letting the rest of the family in, or waiting till her grandfather dies, or I don't know. Why would you light this fire at this point?
So what are you telling me? I'm not sure what you're telling me, Jim Lou.
I'm saying her husband is right. Bury him quietly, if that's going to make you feel better. Okay. I don't know if you whip up the rest of the family.
She wants to burn the notes and pictures.
Burn the notes and... No.
What happens to them?
I don't know. Donate them. I don't know. Okay, look, if it makes her feel better, I guess. And it's been 50 years. Guy's been dead. I'm not really attached to bodies. So I don't think there's much. I don't think we're disrespecting the great-grandfather or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not that worked up about it.
Your final thoughts, though? You're not worked about it.
No, I'm not worked. I'm not that worked up about it. If this bothers you, your husband's right. Bury the skull. We'll have a little ceremony, and we can all move on with the rest of our lives.
I'm more bothered by her than the grandfather. Grandfather, you know, we don't know the relationship between his father and him, whether his father was like me. I don't really give a crap what happens to my body when I die, quite frankly. So if you believe that, you know, you're attached to your body somehow, then yeah, good luck to you.
I don't go in for that, but.
So it doesn't matter. So
he just jumped him in the backyard, though.
No, you put him in the woods. Put him in the woods.
Didn't bury him.
On his property.
Just dumped him in the woods.
On the family homestead.
Yeah.
Fine. We have graveyards and things. What's the difference if you put them above ground or below ground?
Well, there's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah. Only to people who can't understand that.
You put a pile of leaves in the woods in a pile. You don't do it with your father.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. There are many cultures in this world that have exactly that. They have some of the Indians in this country have sky burials where they just put them out there and the buzzards pick them clean. They have other ones that
hang them in a tree.
Yeah, they have other ones that do different things. So it's not unheard of. They don't believe that the body is that important. Mm-hmm. He has 50 years worth of notes and pictures. That stuff should be donated to FBI, crime lab. Yeah. You know, 50 years of documentation, your father's work. This is her grandfather, I guess, great grandfather. Yeah, this is your grandfather's work that he spent 50 years doing, and you just want to burn it and bury it because you don't agree with it. So you donate along with the skull. By the way, I'd donate the skull as well.
That's an option.
Burying the skull is that burying the body? No, it's just burying the skull.
Could she cremate the skull? Just cremate the skull.
What about all the other bones and everything? I mean, you're going to worry about that? I mean, no. Well, certainly you have to worry. Well, if you're worried about the skull, you have to worry about wherever those bones are. You know, should give them a proper burial somewhere.
Well, they got carried off.
Exactly. Yeah. What difference does it make? And as far as what your father didn't tell the rest of the family, I wouldn't bother.
No.
You know, unless they're enlightened enough or even... I don't know. Would you leave it in a diary somewhere after your death for someone to do, or would you just not even bother with it?
I don't know. For her, if you're bothered by it, have a little ceremony and bury your great-grandfather's skull.
I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't have a problem with it if she did it.
I would. It's part of who your grandfather was. So, I mean, who your great-grandfather was.
That his son left him out in the woods?
We don't know the relationship. We don't know what the thing. The father might have said, you know what, son? I don't care what happens to my body. You can just do whatever you want. You can throw me in the woods for all I care. Trust me. I might say that. I don't really care. You know, don't spend a lot of money on me. You know, you'd be one of those cheap old misers or like me.
Did you ever watch The Middle, the series The Middle?
Yeah.
The sitcom?
Yeah.
Remember Mike's father? Just wanted to go out and die in the woods.
I do not remember that. But
he had them drive him out to the woods. He was going to lay down in front of a tree and die.
There was, that's pretty much what I would do. If I had incurable cancer, I would go out in the boat somewhere in the ocean.
Oh, just die in a boat?
Yeah, go out in the boat somewhere. Yeah. Just die.
I don't want to drown.
No.
I don't want to drown.
I don't either. Go out in a boat somewhere.
Go in a boat, take a pill.
I'm not taking no freaking pill.
No?
I enjoy it. No, I can't kill myself.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you can't. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't anyway. I mean, I would just go out there and let nature take its course. Let whatever it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, and understand what life is. That thing, you know,
it may not take the most dignified course. That's the only problem.
So?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The hell difference does it make? We're dead. He ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you believe in these reincarnation people. Or
ghost people.
Or ghost people.
Yeah.
I had so many for Kim's. Oh, I'll kill her when she, next time I get her. Anyway. Yeah, I mean.
But no, she's overreacting. She's overreacting. I wouldn't whip up the rest of the family. It's your homestead. The body's on your homestead. Do what you want to do with
it. She feels icky because she's hiding it. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
I feel that helping my grandfather get away with something. Get away with what?
What did he get away with? Yeah, if he didn't break any laws, what did he get away with?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What does he get away with? So that's her, it's in reality, it's really her problem. And then she's mad at her grandfather for putting her in the middle of it. Wait a minute.
She's putting herself in the middle of it.
My great grandfather sold me the old homestead. So she bought it.
Yep.
Okay. Did she ask if there were any bodies around?
By the way, you start notifying authorities and things like that, there's going to be an investigation.
Everybody's, yeah, it's true, too.
They're going to come out there.
Well, it depends. If they have a death certificate, which I'm sure they do, because, you know, Social Security and all that other crap.
That's one of my questions, though.
It must have been. They must have been, they had the family doctor or whatever. You know, back in the, a lot of times you could do family dharma. Yeah, in fact, I think they still do it.
There are states where in the 70s where there's a death certificate and the guy dies and nobody cares what happens to the body. I find that hard to believe.
Why?
Because you don't just dump bodies around.
You can bury yourself in the backyard.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah, that'd be fine.
We have, well, what's the difference?
The difference is he didn't bury him.
He did. He buried him above ground.
Just dumped him with the leaves in the air. He didn't
dump him. He placed them in the ground.
Okay. Semantics.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If you're allowed to bury some, what difference does it make what you're doing? You're saying, okay, I'm going to let the worms eat my body or I'm going to let the animals eat my body. What the hell difference does it make?
All right. So I die. I have a cemetery plot. I can just go put my body on top of the cemetery plot.
No,
just leave it there
because that's you're in a different thing. But if you were in your own
my own backyard,
yeah, it depends on. I don't know, it depends on the states.
Exactly.
I can't tell you that. You know, this is probably
this isn't 1938, this is the 70s.
This is probably back in the western states, I would guess. And I don't know, so I can't really tell you, but I would guess it would be the western states.
I'm guessing in any state it's not encouraged. I don't know if it's illegal, but it's not encouraged.
Well, they could, I mean, in this state, I mean, they could arrest you for desecration of a corpse.
Yeah. This state, forget it, Massachusetts. A whole nother deal.
Can't do nothing.
I'm guessing in Wyoming or Montana or Idaho or something, if you have a yard, you can go bury your guy in the backyard.
I would think so. I mean, they did it back in the days. It was not a big deal.
Yeah.
So why, you know, the hell? Texas just put in an 1800 abortion law. So, you know.
Okay, so.
The laws are the laws, but it depends when they were written, you know.
The bottom line is I think his father deserves a little bit more, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not calling the authorities. I'm not whipping up the family. I'm not, you know.
It's her great-grandfather.
No, I know, but her great-grandfather would die. Yeah, the guy just left his father in the backyard, right?
No, her grandfather.
Left her great-grandfather. He left his father in the backyard. I think his father
he placed him in the backyard. Is a difference. There was a purpose for that.
He next to the compost pile?
He took pictures. No, he thought that so narrow-minded, Lou. I thought you were much more enlightened than this, but it is what it is.
No, I'm not.
You're the only one, by the way, that of all the people that we've discussed so far.
That thinks his father deserved a little bit more than to be left in the backyard?
Yeah.
I'm the only one?
Yeah, the only one.
I'll live with that.
No, that's fine. No, it's your opinion. We all have our own opinions. And there are people that think this is terrible altogether. So, I mean, it is what it is. We're just voicing our own opinions, which is good. Yeah. I'm just surprised that you came up with that because you're pretty.
Don't love it. I'm not going to do anything about it, but I don't love it. I mean, I think his father deserved a little bit more than just being left in the backyard and have pictures taken every
year. How do you know? You don't even know his father. Could have been a son of a bitch and beat him every day.
Then you do something else. You don't take pictures of him for 50 years.
Why not? Perfect revenge.
That's when
just think about it. Okay, you look at this point of view. All right,
that's when you get the lime. You get the lime in the barrel out.
No. Just look at it at this point of view, my friend. Okay, he visited his father every freaking day for 50 years. How often have you visited your father?
I never have.
Okay, so there you go. So there's probably more love with that guy to his father than there is between us. Because I'm the same way as you. I haven't visited my father's graves and. Thing. So, you know, there are other.
He visited him every day to add to his scrapbook, his little perverted scrapbook.
So he's just looking. You don't think he's thinking about his father while he's taking pictures of the dead body?
Do we know? I got no idea.
You know, his father might have been a freaking amateur scientist like me. And, I'm probably a little bit more amateur than that. Not really an amateur. But no, there are many people. I mean, as a kid, I dabbled in science with chemistry sets, and there are many kids who do that, by the way. But
Fair enough. But what his son performed wasn't exactly the most controlled experiment there.
It was absolutely.
It was.
FBI has corpse bombs.
Yeah. Well, I know, but that's controlled conditions.
It is.
Isn't it?
Is in this controlled conditions? He's got him.
No, he's in the backyard.
He's behind the barn.
Behind the barn. Okay.
Where he placed them.
Yep.
For a particular reason, for a scientific reason. And that's what it is. You can tell whatever you want. But him taking pictures and taking notes on this thing is science.
Is the guy a scientist?
Could be an amateur.
Yeah.
How many amateur astrologers are out there looking at the stars and the moon alone? Well, speaking about that, if you have your glasses, they have an organization called Astronomers Without Borders. And
Astronomers Without Borders.
Yeah, I know. I loved it. It's like Doctors Without Borders. And you can donate your good glasses. You know, they got to be slightly used to them. And they will make sure they go to people in other countries that are having, because this is not like the only eclipse we're only going to have. You know, we have them regularly.
In my town, there's a business that's collecting them, and they're going to ship them over to Latin America, where the next one is, I guess.
See, apparently. There you go. So that's what's going to happen. So they have, it's Astronomers Without Borders. You can't forget that name. So
no. Anyway.
So we're going to take a shot. Right?
I would still.
Go ahead.
I would still, regardless of disappointment, if I were within a couple hours of a total eclipse, I still might take a drive at this point, see the total. I mean, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't like fly cross country or something like that. My cousin lives in Austin. They're in totality. I wouldn't fly back down just to see it.
Hmm. I mean, if it's there, I'm going to.
But
look
if the
at
total
it.
Totality
I
was in,
at this one, so yeah, it's not a big deal.
If the totality was in Concord or Bar Harbor, I'd go. Yeah. I'd take a drive.
Yeah, there's already complaints about people's eyesights are having problems because they looked at it. Of course, my father told me if I did I would go blind too, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen either.
Anyways, we'll
be right. I snuck a couple peaks and felt it a little bit, so
yeah.
I stopped doing it.
I took some pictures over my shoulder.
Did you?
Yeah, it's cool.
How'd they come out?
Came out pretty good for where I was. You know, it's not total eclipse, but yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a paranormal event, book, or something else you want people to know about? Then why not advertise it on Ghost Chronicles Radio? With over 150,000 downloads a month, get your message out to an audience that's interested in the subject. We have a plan at a cost that fits your needs. For more information, contact Ron Kolick at anyghostproject@comcast.net or call 978-455-6678.
Are you seeing a ghostly apparition every time you look in the mirror? Are you terrified to realize that that pale, lifeless, lack of energy form hovering before you is in fact you? How would you like to be transformed? Healing begins from within, and it's never too late to start feeling good. Are you curious? Interested? Good. Don't wait another minute. Visit transformyourlifenow.org or contact Maureen. The email address is maureen@transformyourlife.org.
Everyone is cashing in on social media, and all marketing roads lead through social media. If you want to make a splash here in the Merrimack Valley, you need to tap in. This is where the new CEM Podcast Studios come in. Of course, you can spend your time, energy, and money learning how to wrangle technology to make a podcast instead of running your business. Or you can invest in telling everyone in the Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, the Seacoast, or everywhere in the world about your great business, product, service, or yourself. The CEM Podcast Studio is a local audio and video studio dedicated to the craft of podcasts. Their studios feature state-of-the-art recording and mixing equipment designed specifically to produce the best audio and video podcasts. Best of all you need to worry about is your show, your business, and your brand. We do the rest. Call 978-686-9966. That's 978-686-9966 to schedule a no-obligation tour of the CEM facilities and meet with a podcast specialist. Or go to cempodcast.com to find out more about podcasting services. cempodcast.com, your window to the world.
On Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition with New England's own Van Helsing, Ron Colvin. So let me ask you this.
Sure.
You had I don't want to bring up a bad memory or anything, but you had a cat pass relatively recently, right?
Yeah.
All right. How did you dispose of the cat? The body of the cat?
Oh, the one that I had to put down, which is the first saddest thing in my life I've ever done.
Yeah.
I just gave it to the shelter.
They took it, yeah.
The vet, and they just cremated it.
That's what we did with mine, the dog. We all have that one animal that we're really attached to.
The one I died before that, I built a coffin and buried him in my garden. The one before that, I put in the trash.
Oh, yeah.
It was winter time and it's no digging. Yeah. So.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Stiff as a board.
Yeah.
No light as a feather.
Had one, yeah. We had one cat that had died while we were gone for a couple of days, and
it was no disrespect, but
I understand.
It's just the body is the way I consider it.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
But it's a little weird.
It's weird. I mean, my son and his wife, I can say no. Their cat died. One of their cats died, and they buried it in my backyard.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know where it is now, and they've never done anything. They just buried them there.
Yeah.
So basically, I got rid of the body, just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So anyways, while on the break, I wanted to bring this thing up, because, we are a little unprepared today because Dr. Kim wasn't able to come on the show. But she will be on again, so don't worry. She'll be back. My favorite. Did you see my thing? My favorite antagonist?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Got a post?
Yeah, I had a post.
Oh, yeah.
Joining at Lou and Ron today. And my favorite antagonist, Dr. Kim.
She's not an antagonist.
Is she a protagonist?
No.
What's the difference between a protagonist and an antagonist?
Protagonist you root for.
That's what I thought.
Antagonist is, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought. But
you root against.
Was conjured. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I'll be rooting for her at the marathon, by the way. She does a lot of good work. Okay. So, did you have a question or something?
Nope.
No. Okay. So during the break, I went to trying to look this up, and I couldn't find it because someone gave me an interesting fact. Did you ever hear what a gypsy was in Lowell?
No.
I know. I went on the Google net here, and I couldn't find them. But supposedly there was this huge gypsy war in Lowell where there were people that were got a lot of gypsies got killed.
Wow.
It was like a feud back in the day, or probably who the hell knows, I don't know. I only got it in passing, and like I said, see if you can get something, because I had no success in this Google thing. So I mean, if you have any comments, by the way, on anything we talk about, you can either leave it on our Facebook page, which is Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition, and or you could even message us, and we even take your phone call during the show, and only during the show, at 978-659-0072. That's 978-659-0072. And if you have any comments on what we've been speaking about today, if you disagree with us, that's fine. I mean, we'd like to hear from you anyways. I mean, that's what the talk show is all about. Different opinions. And we'd certainly be glad.
No, I'm having trouble coming up with stuff too.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I'll do some more serious research. In fact, I'll talk to him a little earlier. It was just at the last minute. I had a funny experience. In fact, that was my mechanic that told me. He actually follows the show and as well. So anyway, he told me about it. So I did.
Okay.
So anyway,
to get some more details. Sounds interesting.
I'd like to really find out more about it. I'll see what I can do. Anyways, while I was at the mechanics, a gentleman came in and we started talking, and he actually ends up owning a local funeral parlor.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been a hell of a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, so he wouldn't go into the details, but he told me there were a lot of things that, spooked him, that made him feel uneasy, that he couldn't explain, that happened in the funeral parlor. So
he must have been a technician too. He actually did some of the work. He wasn't just managing
most
the
of funeral the
home.
Funeral powers.
Yeah, mostly family run.
Family
right?
run. Yeah. yeah. Although they do bring people in. And,
yeah. They'll hire people. Sure.
Yeah, hire people.
But there are very few funeral powers where the people who own it are just running the business and not
right.
You know, not putting the apron on.
I have a funeral director's hat from a funeral parlor in Rhode Island.
Hmm.
And
how'd you come to possess that?
Somebody gave it to, it was from the TV show Ghost Chronicles Next Generation, that the video show we did in East Bridgewater. One of the volunteers, uncle or grandpa, I don't know, somebody, owned a funeral parlor, and she's telling some of the stories about it. And then she brought in a hat, and then actually I guess she gave it to Ann and gave it to me. So, yeah, it fits well, by the way, but it's a nice hat because it's not, I mean, it's a real hat, that they wore at the time. Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It must be interesting work.
It's like everything else, right?
Yeah. I mean, you spend a lot of, not like everything else, not like making donuts.
It's sure it is.
Yeah.
It's just you're involved in your work. You're not really thinking about what you're doing as far as, you know, once again, we talk about bodies, right? So this is the same way. You're just looking at it as a body rather than as a person.
Yeah. See, I couldn't, I admire people who do it. I couldn't detach like that. Like I could never have been a vet or never worked for a vet because I just can't detach myself like that.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't be a nurse. I couldn't be in the medical field. I can't detach myself. I can't get it to that kind of perfunctory.
That's my
phone. Is that
your
phone?
Phone up.
Felt like it's right behind me.
It is.
I couldn't detach myself to be able to disassociate, to just look at that as a body, you know.
Hmm.
I'd be freaking out all the time. I'm working at night by myself in the morgue, and that'd be tough.
I don't know. I'm that way at the paranormal. I pretty much detach myself from it, even in like seances and stuff like that. And stuff that I witness and affects me, is I'm pretty much detached from it.
So. I know, but prepping a body is kind of.
No, it's why. It's what your phobias are.
Yeah.
That's really comes down to. It's your own fear of different things, which we had Dr. Kim here. I would have brought some stuff up, but well, you know. We'll get her. She's going to be so sorry.
Again, not her fault.
Yeah. That was the other thing I was going to talk about, fault. So we're going to get some good stuff. But anyways, yeah. So, I mean.
Because there are like physical bodily things that happen. I can imagine from time to time.
I would imagine, right? We hear about different things.
We hear about things and we don't know.
Yeah, like bodies sitting up and. Yeah.
I'd be done. That would be it. Are you kidding me? Just turn around and one of the bodies is sitting up looking at you. I would be so done. You would hear me scream from here.
You wouldn't like that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Could you get an erection after you did?
I don't know.
We got to get a funeral guy in and ask him.
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
And how would you handle it?
I don't even want to know.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing the blood pressure.
True definition of a stiff. We're going down the wrong road here.
This is where you remember my buddy Dave Martinez, who used to work here, my friend. We have a cleaning agreement.
Oh, do you?
He's gonna wipe my computers after I die. Because there are going to be things like this in my search history.
Are you actually researching it?
Yeah, of course I am.
That's my problem, folks, is that I put these thoughts in poor, loose minds.
Oh, God.
You got it?
No, it's even worse.
It's worse?
It's even worse. I play with auto finish all the time. So I started with Ken of Corpse. And the auto finishes are... Can a corpse ejaculate? That's number one.
We're not the only one that asked.
Can a corpse get you pregnant?
Oh, my God.
Can a corpse give birth? We know that's true.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Yep. Can a corpse sit up? Can a corpse explode?
Mm.
Can a corpse fart?
Yes.
Can a corpse move out of death?
That happens all the time, by the way.
Yep. Mm. Can a corpse sweat? Yeah, you would imagine. Because there's a lot of gastronomical things going on there.
One of the fallacies is they think that the fingernails grow and the hair grows, but it doesn't really because the body really shrinks.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it look like they're growing, but they really aren't. As far as I know, if I'm wrong, then please correct me. But Lou's looking up if the body, never mind what Lou's looking up.
Okay.
Did you get something?
The Daily Monitor, the first, they give you the quick answer at first.
Is there photographs?
Don't even get me started.
Oh, Dr. Kim, see what you're missing.
From the Daily Monitor, postmortem erections, parenthetically called angel lust.
Angel lust?
Yep. Can happen spontaneously without sexual arousal and those killed violently by hanging, gunshot, or having committed suicide. Theoretically...
Killing me.
I can't. Theoretically, these can impregnate a woman if she commits necrophilia in the early hours of death when there's a post-mortem erection.
Dear, please, God, forgive us.
See, this is what I love about this job, because you just never know. You get up in the morning and you never know.
Especially with this show.
Wikipedia, death erection.
Oh, my gosh.
Death erection, angel lust, rigor erectus. Terminal erection is a post-mortem erection, technically a priapism, observed in the corpses of men who have been executed, particularly by hanging.
All I remember now is that stupid doll. Do you remember those dolls you used to press into? It would stuff would stretch on it. The nose would go out.
Yes. The phenomenon has been attributed. How deep do you want to go here?
I'm going.
Just stop me when you're done.
I'm done.
Oh, you're done? Okay.
No, that's fine. I mean, you do whatever you want. I don't really care.
The phenomenon has been attributed to pressure on the cerebellum created by the noose. Spinal cord injuries are known to be associated with priapism, whatever that is. Injuries to the cerebellum or spinal cord.
Well, with that, I mean, we know that
quadriplegics
can have kids. Because
But they're alive.
The kids?
No, the quadriplegics are still alive.
Yeah, but
the corpse is dead.
I know, but from the thing down, they're dead, basically.
I know, but they still have blood. The body's still functioning.
I know, but that's, I mean, okay.
I know what you mean.
I mean, so it would make sense, but...
Other causes of death may also result in these effects, including fatal gunshots to the head, damage to the major blood vessels, violent death by poisoning.
Oh, God.
A postmortem erection is an indication that death was likely swift and violent.
Oh, my God. Can you see the coroner now? Yep. He got death by violence, I would say. How can you tell?
God.
I don't know. How did we get here?
Where did you take me?
Oh, yeah. See,
because you met a guy at a garage who was worked in a funeral.
Oh, yeah. All about the gypsy was. We went from there to there.
The gypsy was, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, and then there's people, forget the people who do the post-mortem work. What about they have hairdressers and makeup artists that come in?
To me, that would be nothing. They'd be like doing a doll up or a mannequin.
I guess.
Why? I mean, there's no life in that body. You look at you look at it, you're not gonna say, "Oh, this person's sleeping." No, you ain't sleeping. You can tell. I mean, when they put the makeup up, you might look all right.
But there's a person there. I mean, I understand it's not a person, and I mean that rhetorically as opposed to factually or scientifically. Yeah. There's a person who had a life, who has people, you know, people are going to show up.
But, you know,
the body is still our primary representation for life, right?
But still, we look at like at the discussion I brought up last week, and which I was going to ask Dr. Kim about, is
yeah, we've heard
the skeletons. I had the anthropologist on with the skeletons that were male or female. Right. The skeletons aren't who they were psychically, right? If they might have been gay, they might have been LBGQ, I don't know, whatever. But
no,
it's their body. It's just the body. It's
and those bodies are body. Those bodies are thousands of years old, theoretically.
Right? Sack of skin, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds gross.
It's not like this person was alive.
I've seen it. Never mind.
It's not like this. I'm doing makeup on a person who was alive 4 days ago or 3 days ago.
Doesn't matter.
It would kind of, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you say so. Speaking about boy, okay, I'm going to tell you a personal story.
Okay, here we go. This is about somebody you dumped in the backyard?
No.
Behind a barn?
I went to a wake one time of somebody, a relative actually. And, you know, the wake, you see the body. Most of the time it's open casket, depending on religion and so forth.
I don't get that either.
Whatever. It is what it is.
I know.
It's a tradition like everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I was in there on the first day, there's usually now it's down to like 2 days. You know, it used to be like potty time for a week. They'd have it in their own house.
Yeah, right.
Imagine that. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, I get problems with that too.
Well, Irish descent, you should know on that.
I know. The drinks with the glasses right up on the casket.
When I'm gone, I want to be here and I'm favorite chair in the bathroom. Yeah, that's it. Whatever.
I want to sit in my recliner for the wake.
Yeah, I want to go wake. Yeah. Put on my favorite show. Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah.
Where was I? Oh yeah, personal experience.
Personal experience.
So they're two. I get it. I'm killing myself. Yeah, okay. Today. Yeah, I'm just killing. As we both drink.
trying to escape the postmortem erection.
We need to bring some Baileys and then put in these coffins to get us through these shows.
Yes.
So anyway, so I went to a wake of somebody I know, a family member. And the first day I went to, and, you know, we went up to the coffin and did prayers and stuff. And that was it. And he was there and he had a big smile on his face and everything. So that was cool. And then
the body had a smile on its face?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. You know, not like, hey!
Yeah.
You know, smile.
It's pleasant. He looked pleasant.
A little smile. And so next day we came for the funeral, of course. So you go in early before and you do the same thing again. You say prayers. So I went over the thing. It wasn't gone. It wasn't there anymore.
What happened?
I don't know. I can't know. It's one of those things. When I saw it for that smile the first time, it was like, you know, the bird that, I mean, the cat that ate the canary.
Right.
It was that type of thing. And that was the type of guy he was. He used to have that smile, you know. And so I don't know if I really saw that or what, but it was there. And the next time I saw him, it wasn't. It was just nothing.
Okay. I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Good.
But we still have to be clinical here. And it's like, that's a steak on the counter.
A steak on the counter.
Things change in a day, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
The body.
I have no clue. Well, you're in Bob, so you're not going to change that much in a day. No,
the process is slowed, certainly. Yeah.
Very slow after you're embalmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know anything about the embalming science, but.
Really?
No.
We should get someone on the show. Oh, no, no. That would kill, right?
Oh, no. You would have to ask him about a postmortem erection.
We'd lose the last three listeners we have. I don't know.
Can't believe where we went there, but it's okay.
Anyways, yeah, speaking about when our time has went.
Do you want to be displayed? Do you want a traditional wake?
I told Jen, no, I don't want to wake. I don't want nothing. Just bury me. Burn me. I don't care. Burn me and put my ashes in a chock full of nuts coffee can. I'm happy.
Yeah, my Jan's father passed, and there's not going to be a big funeral or anything. He was cremated, and, you know, they did their own little thing. I think that's where the trend is going.
Why spend all that money for, you know, If you need to see my corpse after I'm dead to remember it, you're in trouble.
My survivor's putting out 10 grand.
Besides, I might have an erection, you know, at all.
You don't want that. See, only the top half of the casket's open. So
that would serve me right, wouldn't it? It would serve for this show.
I can think of several things that would serve you right.
Anyways, we do have to go. Thanks for putting up all this craziness. Stay tuned. Check out Dr. Kim's show, by the way. It's called what, Lou?
Your Daily Game Face.
Yeah.
And yeah, check out the Facebook page, and the audio-only podcasts are up as well.
Yeah,
check those out.
She's
a sports psychologist.
She's unlike us. She actually helps people. So anyways, thank you all for listening. Be safe.
If she had been on today, we couldn't have gone for the postmortem erection. We couldn't have gone.
I don't know about that, would have, Lou.
And it would have been the last time we had her on.
I don't know about that, Lou. You never know with me. I got like diarrhea in the mouth. You never know what's coming. Anyways, that was just a terrible analogy to leave me with. So tune in next week, and thank you so much for listening. And all the opinions expressed in the show are strictly those of the host and not that of the... Have a good night, everyone. God bless.
From ghoulies to ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night. Deliver us, good Lord.